charm my wandering eyes.
How near those mansions be. fountain. Takes the Lord to preach a man, so it's in him, and we're just a mouthpiece.
Lord bless you, God, please.
Just something that hopefully he can get some good use out of for a little while we're here. I've kind of had it in my throat for a couple weeks, and I apologize for that.
All right, help it, God.
Jesus is still the same. I'm glad that that's one thing that never changes. He'll never change. He's always going to be the way, the truth, and the life. He's always going to be what this whole world needs more than anything, Brother Junior. He's always going to be the answer to every problem that you got in life. That's the way it is now. People might search out all kinds of different ways, Brother. But Jesus is the way. The Bible explains him as being the way, the truth, and the life. And there's no other way. There's only one way from earth to heaven, and that's through and by Jesus Christ. Listen, there's a world full of people that think they got the way. But Jesus is the way. If you ain't got Jesus, you don't have the way. You might as well keep on looking because you ain't found it yet. That's the way it is now. Listen, Jesus is always going to be the way. Listen, it was before he ever came, Jesus was the way.
There you go.
That's just the way it is now. But he came because he was the way. Listen, he didn't come, friends, to be the way. He became because he was the only way. Only way that we could get redemption. The only way that we could get to heaven. Right. Through and by him. That's why that he came. He came because he loved us that good.
Yeah.
I'm glad that he loved me that good.
Amen.
Listen, boys, there's only one other choice. There was only one other answer, and that was to be lost forevermore. Amen. And that's no good. And God didn't want that, did he? God didn't want that. And I'm glad that God didn't want that so bad that he sent his son down here for such as me.
Amen.
Oh, listen.
Lord, help me.
God, forgive me. And boy, listen.
Listen, and sometimes I feel like, Brother Gary, if God forgive me, he'll surely forgive anybody. But listen, what are you talking about? I'm just a little wretched boy. I didn't amount to anything. But God saw fit to lift my soul up out of the miry clay. Put me on a run for glory. I'm glad and thankful that Jesus was willing to die for me. And it's not just me, friends. I know, listen, for everyone that would believe. Yeah, listen, that's who it's to, those that will believe. Those that will believe. And that is a choice. That's a choice now. Listen, the choice is either life or death. Choose life. That's the only way. That's the only way that's good for you, is to choose life. And if you choose Jesus, you'll have life. Listen, don't tell me that you're still in a dead state, but you chose Jesus. It don't work that way. It's just a lively hope. Yay, in Christ Jesus. There's no wonder that God's people are alive. They're so lively, so full of love and tender mercy. That's what it's about, friend. That's what Jesus is about. And that's what his children are about. Those that Jesus has saved, that the blood has been applied to, they're about love and mercy. If it's about anything else, I've done and missed the boat, friends. But it ain't. It's about love and mercy. Yay, listen. And love does a lot of things, don't it? Love tells the truth. Now listen, love tells the truth no matter what the cost is. No matter what its personal price is, Brother Gary, love tells the truth. Somebody said, well, can you explain that to me? Maybe just a little bit with the help of God, I can't. Yay, what are you talking about? Yay, old John the Baptist paid a price.
Amen.
Yay.
Boys,
did he love the truth. He loved the truth so good that he allowed them to cut off his head for the truth's sake. Yay, he spoke out against the king.
Amen.
He was taking his brother's wife while his brother was still alive. He spoke out against that. Yeah, he took that cross. Gladly wore that cross. Boys, and he was a man just like you and me. Listen, when he come down to the last mile of the way, old John the Baptist there, he was there. And he was in prison, was he not, Brother Gary?
Yeah,
and he got mighty low. And he sent them out. He sent his devout people out. And he said, go to this Jesus and ask him if he is the one. Or do we look for another? Tell me he didn't have his doubts.
Listen,
Jesus, they found Jesus somewhere, didn't they? They found him healing the sick, all manner of disease, and raising the dead, and preaching to the poor. What are you talking about? He said, go back. Tell John that the sick are healed. The blind can see. The deaf can hear. The lame can walk. The dead are raised. And the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who's not offended in me. I believe that suffices. I believe. John got his answer, don't you? Listen, because I can't read in every time where he said, don't take her off. I believe he was ready then to go. Boys, when Jesus is in the arrangements, when Jesus is at the forefront, take her off. Take her off. And they will take her off, won't they, Brother Gary?
Oh, they will. No doubt.
Try spiritually to down you and get rid of you. But the Bible covers that too. My mouth's all the time. The Bible covers that too. Listen.
That's his.
Don't be weary
in
well doing. Press on to the mark of the high calling of God.
Amen.
That's just the way it is, man. I didn't write it.
Amen.
It's true, just the same.
Take your time,
we'll have our trials and troubles.
Some of you other brothers, come on. God bless you.
Well done, brother.
Amen.
Chance happens to all of us, and I believe people.
Yes,
I believe
name, can,
I certainly believe people sends away their day of grace, Brother Terry, and lost forever. I'm glad to be here tonight.
Glad you're here, Brother Gary.
I'll be honest with you, and I'm just telling you the truth. I could leave right now, Brother Junior, and be satisfied. I sure can. I'm not one of these.
God,
I'm my, and it don't matter. Not because Brother Tim belongs at our church, but if it'd been Brother Junior, Brother Terry, or any of these other brothers. And God bless one of my brothers,
amen,
Brother Junior. I rejoice,
amen,
and it's good, and the Spirit's a Spirit to me, and I could absolutely. I'm not one of these people that thinks you have to preach to get a blessing. I'm sure not that way. I'd love to hear, and I love to see God bless my brothers. I sure do, Brother. I have peace off of that. And I want to see the church bless, and I want to see people bless and rejoice. Brother Junior, I think we need to lift up Jesus more every day of our life. Brother Terry talked about us living in a changing world. Folks, it's changing in a hurry, and it's changing for the worse every day. And we're headed downhill, and we're in terrible times today. And we're going to face a lot of trials and troubles and tribulations, but I believe if you got Jesus on your bond, Brother Junior, we may have some rough times, but we'll come through. He's never lost the battle now, brothers. He never has. I heard a brother say the other day, he's lost some battles, but he won the war. I don't believe he's lost a battle once.
I believe he said when he gets in the mix, brother, he wins. It's just that simple.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I believe when Jesus gets in the mix of it, brother Curry, he wins. I don't think the devil's ever defeated anything, anytime, anywhere, any place. He just don't lose. That's all they ever do.
Exactly right, brother Gary.
I'm glad to be here. I don't know tonight. I might not preach a word or not, but that's all right anyway. But I know this, God is still alive, Brother Junior, and Jesus is still on the throne tonight. And people can still find him if they'll do what the Bible has told them. If they'll seek him with their whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, you can find Jesus. Now, brother, I'm going to tell you something. It don't take you no 40 years to get there either. It takes you coming humble before him and willing to commit yourself to him, Brother Terry, and turn your life over to Jesus and say, here I am, Lord, making me what you'd have me to be. And when you come the very minute, that men will come to him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit and turn their lives over to him. He'll come into them, brothers, listen, and give them an eternal life. As sure as I'm here today, that's where it's always been, and that's not going to change, Brother Judah. The problem is with people, brother, listen, and they want to do it their way, and you can't get this thing done each one way. You don't know how to get there. You don't know how to get there. It takes Jesus, and that's all there are to it today. I'm glad it's that way, Brother Terry. I'm glad today that Jesus is still standing, Brother Junior, with outstretched arm, saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Well, you're going to have to do something to get to heaven. You don't have to do a thing on earth to go to hell except sit in your seat and ride it right into the pits of hell. Brother, listen, but you got to do something to go to heaven. Brother, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He said, if any man will what? Hear my voice and open the door, Brother Terry. If you don't do that, he's not coming in. But he said, if you'll hear my voice and open the door, he said, I'll come in and I'll sup with you and you with me. But you got to hear the voice, Brother Junior. And you're going to hear the voice, but you got to open the door. God is not going to knock it down. You're going to hear the voice. Brother, listen, I believe he comes to every man. I believe that he comes to every man and enlightens him that he is Christ and lets them know that they're a sinner, lost and undone, and they need a Savior. And I believe he lets every man understand that. Brother, listen, you got to understand that you're a sinner, lost and undone, and then you need to understand what you got to do to get out of that state. You know, people think today, now, Brother Terry, I won't take my time. I'm going to do what God wants me to do. That's the only way I know how to get along, Brother Junior, is follow the mind of the Lord. And that's the only way it's any worth anything anyhow. You know, these people today, they don't even really know what causes them to be a sinner. Brother, listen, it ain't because you got up one day and went out and done something bad. That didn't put you into sin. Brother Junior, the Bible said the sin come by the one man, Adam. Adam's sin, clear back in the Garden of Eden, caused us to be sinners today. There's no way around it. You will become a sinner.
Absolutely.
Brother, listen, brother, because the Bible said we all sin and come short of the glory of God. Brother, listen, hey, as sure as we live today, there comes a time in your life when God will impute sin unto you, make you know that you went away from him. I want you to know that today.
That's a trick.
And then, Brother Curry, it's left up to you when God begins to deal with you. Brother, listen, the Bible said like this. He said God. The Bible said that. Every man is dealt a measure out thing. Now, Brother Junior, I believe. Listen, let's see what it says. It first says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Listen, now, these brothers, it says that everybody's not dealt a measure of faith. But the Bible said that every man is dealt a measure of faith. And Brother Junior, that is enough faith to get them started on the journey, brother, out of sin, as sure as I'm here today. Brother, listen, and the Bible said that. Now, first off, and what is faith, somebody said. Brother, listen, the Bible says that it's, listen, that faith is a substance.
substance, Brother Junior, of things hoped for, and evidence of things that's not seen. And Brother, listen, and then you, the Bible also says, and listen, that faith comes by hearing. And Brother Curry, hearing what? Just anything? No. Hearing what? The Word of God. Now listen to what else it says. And people says, well, I'll just get there on my own. Listen, no, you won't. As sure as I'm here today. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And then it went on to say, Brother Junior, how can you believe in one whom you've not heard? And listen, and how can you hear without a preacher? Now, Brother Junior, we got a role, we got a job. And how can he preach except he be sent? I want you to know today, Brother Terry, you don't get up and go on your own. If you're not called of God and sent of God and anointed of God, you can't preach. Not the gospel. Not the gospel. They split, son. There's more than one type of preacher. Brother Junior, I say that Satan has got a world full of preachers out there. And they preach unsound doctrine. There's not a one of them preaches the gospel of God or of anybody's salvation.
Yes.
But you got to listen, and somebody says, well, I listen, how? Brother, how? People ask me all the time, how will I know that it's God? How will I know? And how? What church should I go to? And how should I do this? And how should I do that? Brother Junior, the first of all, God never said we'd stumble up on anything. Brother, if you want this today, if you want salvation, if you want to go to heaven, you got to seek it out. Brother, listen, and he's made us a promise. He said, if you'll seek, you shall. Find, Brother Perry, that's just as strong today as it's ever been. If you'll seek him out, you shall find him. You got to seek him out with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. God has got to become the most important thing in your life. Amen. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. Ask and you shall receive it. Brother Junior, I believe it's a positive, don't you? And that's two ways. Brother, that's also to us. Brother Terry, we as ministers, we as Christians, need to have enough faith to ask God and believe that it'll be done.
Amen.
Not just say it'll be done.
Yeah.
Well, these people, they say, well, I believe God can do anything. What a simple statement. We know that God can. I don't believe that. I know that God can do anything. Brother, listen. But one of the writers said, show me your faith without your works, and I will. I show you my faith by my works. Brother, listen. God, Bible said that. Listen. That Abraham, listen, Brother Terry, he believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. And Abraham was in a good country. I'm Brother Junior, listen. But God spoke to him, and he said, Abraham, get up and go unto a land that I'll show thee. I'm Brother Lee's son. I believe he told me the same thing. I believe he told you the same thing. I'm Brother Lee's son, and he believed God. And he got up.
I'm
Brother Lee's son, and he went. I listened to a land that he didn't even know where he was going. But he believed it would be better. And he believed it was of God. And it was better. And the Bible said, well, how somebody said, well, there wasn't no faith until after Jesus come. Wrong. And Brother Nelson, the Bible said that Noah, being warned of God, moved by faith and prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Brother Lee's son, so then faith comes by hearing. Hearing what? By the Word of God. What somebody said, well, let's see what the word of God is. Brother Junior, listen. I think said in the beginning, the word. I was God, and the word was with God, and the word was made flesh, and dwelled among us. And we beheld his glory as the only begotten Son of God. So then, listen, the word is God. It's Jesus preached in his power,
yes,
brother.
Sir.
It's the word of God, and it makes people alive. Brother Tim was talking about being made alive. Brother Junior, the word of God is life.
Yes,
hey, you know, they used to fall out over there. They used to didn't like that. But brother, the God is life. And he's life more abundantly. He said, I'll give you life. And I'll give you more abundant life. I've got more life now than I have when I was a sinner. I've got eternal life. Brother Terry, I'm not waiting for Jesus to come back again. Brother, I got it over 40 years ago. And even he gives it to me, Brother Junior, listen. He sealed it with the holy seal of promise.
Man.
I ain't worried about losing it. I ain't worried about times getting rough enough or bad enough to cause me to turn my back. Brother, listen, because I'm not kept by my power. I'm kept by the power of God. There ain't no greater power than the power of God. Brother, listen, these two great powers. Brother Terry, listen. The greatest power there is the power of God. He holds authority over everything. Brother Junior, but there's a Satan out there. Listen, the devil, whatever you want to call him. And he has a great power. He has more power than I had. He had more power than you had as a sinner. And you can't get away from him by yourself. It takes God coming into you and casting Satan out. Brother, listen. This leaving on his own. Brother Terry, I tell you what. Sometimes Satan will leave on his own, won't he? Brother, if he does, he'll be back. Listen, the Bible talks about where the unclean spirit goeth out of a man. Brother, listen, that ain't good enough. It'll return every time. But when God comes in Christ and binds it and casts it out, it can't come back. Why? Because you take up his boat, they ain't room for it. They have no fellowship one with another. There's no room for it. When that unclean spirit went out of him, the Bible said that he went through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. Listen, he said, I know what I'll do. I'll return to that house. And when he returned, what did he find? He found it, garnished and swell. But the evil spirit returned and took with him seven spirits. One was more evil than the one that left. And the Bible said that the latter end of that man was worse than the first. Brother, listen, I'm telling you today that men and women, I don't care how much society thinks that we're lost, how much they think we're foolish, listen, that's all right. I want you to know something. It's good. Brother Junior, that some people think that this is foolish because the Bible said that it pleased God with the foolishness of preaching to save them that would believe.
Amen.
Brother, to them that believe, it's peace. It's the power of God. To them that don't believe, it's foolishness. Brother, listen. I'll tell you what. Every man is going to get a reward. Let me tell you this. Brother Terry, I don't know if he's a sinner in the house. And it don't matter. But let me tell you this. Listen. It's appointed the battle. I want you to know one thing. Children, you're not put here to stay forever. After a while, brother. Brother Junior, it don't matter who you are, how well thought of you are, how much money, how much wealth you might have, what power you might have in this world. Brother, after a while, brother, death will overtake us. And listen, and in death, we're all the same. The Bible said we brought nothing into this world. And it certainly will take nothing out. And listen, when the breath leaves the body, Brother Junior, every man, listen, that old body is the same. It's going back to the dust, no matter what. How you do to preserve it, it makes no difference. Brother, that's not even important anyway. The real man is an inward man, and he's going to live on somewhere forever. Listen, can I talk just a few minutes about the prodigal son? The Bible said that there was a rich man, brotherly son, and he fared sumptuously here in this world. He had everything, Brother Terry, that he could possibly desire, no doubt about it. And they was a little beggar man. Brother Junior had nothing. Listen, and they laid him at the gates of this rich man. Brother Lee's son. People says that he begged, but the Bible don't say that. The Bible said that he desired the crumbs. I want you to think about this. He desired the crumbs that would fall from the rich man's table. You know what people do with them? Brother, even the poor does it. They sweep them up and throw them in the garbage. They don't even want them. All he desired was a crumb that fell from this man's table. But he had no compassion. Brother Junior, that man was probably an eyesore to him. He was probably an aggravation. The Bible said that. Moreover, the dogs had more compassion. They come and licked his sores. But you know what? The Bible said this little man, he died, didn't he? Brother Lee's son. And the Bible said that. And he was carried by the angel and the father Abraham's bosom. And Brother Lee's son. And by and by, the rich man died also. And the Bible said that. He was buried. Brother never mentioned about Lazarus being buried, did he? Just that he died and was carried to Father Abraham's bosom. But the rich man died and was buried. Brother, if what happened? He in hell. He opened his eyes. Brother Lee's son. And he looked afar off. Brother Lee's son. And what did he see? The little beggar, Brother Junior, that he laid at his gaze and desired his crumbs. And listen, and he saw that he was comforted, wasn't he? Listen, and how the tables had turned. And Brother listen, and he knew who Father Abraham was. Why, Brother listen, he had his opportunity also. Yes, he did. And he looked at him, and he said, Father Abraham, how would you send him back that he might just touch his finger in water and cool my tongue? Why? I am tormented in these flames. Brother Terry, he was not in a good place, was he? Father Abraham said, that ain't going to happen. He said, there's a great gulf fixed between you and him. You can't come to where he is, and he can't go to where you are. Brother Junior, people says, well, and I get to hell, I'll have all kinds of company. Brother, that's the last thing you'll want. You ain't going to want no company down there. Brother, listen, this man, he said, well, if you won't send him to me, send him back to yonder's world. I got five brothers back there. I send him back that he will warn them not to come out of this place. Why, listen. No, that ain't going to happen either. Brother, they've got the prophets. If he wouldn't hear the prophets, he wouldn't hear one. Though they be rose from the dead. Brother Junior, that holds today. If people today, I won't hear you, or people that God has called into the ministry, they wouldn't hear Jesus.
That's a fact, Brother Gary.
Wouldn't make a bit of difference. Children, it wouldn't make a bit of difference. If Jesus was here tonight, I'd say that the only difference would make, Brother Terry, if he was here in person, if people know it, might have more people. They might want to come and get a glimpse of him. But I tell you right now, it won't make no difference. And I'm going to tell you why it ain't going to make no difference. Brother, listen, the Bible said they three in heaven. And these three are one.
Yep.
My brother,
what
the Father,
Gary?
Of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Brother Junior, you cannot have one. How without the other, yeah, they are one. How they're inseparable.
Yeah.
Brother Listen, how they are one.
Yeah.
Brother Lee's son and Ben, how Jesus was here on this earth and walked here, Brother Terry. The time come for him to go back to his Father. Listen, after he was rose from the dead, how Brother Listen and walked amongst his disciples. How the time come for him to ascend back to his Father.
Yeah.
It was finished, Brother
yes,
Terry. He completed the work he came to do. Hi, Brother Listen. And he told his disciples, listen, as he got ready to leave, he said, how you go up to Jerusalem and you tarry there.
Yeah.
Brother Junior, do you be endued with power from on high? And he told them before that, he said, I'm going to go to my Father, and I'll pray my Father, and he'll send you another comforter that'll lead and guide you in the ways of all truth and righteousness. And brother, they went up there, and they was there, the Bible said, up there at the day of Pentecost, in one mind, and one accord. Brother Junior, I advise our church every Sunday, come together in one mind and one accord. Get your heart set up on heaven.
Preach it, Brother Gary.
I feel good.
Yeah,
I'm really listening. And they was there. And the Bible said that. The Holy Ghost come as a mighty rushing wind and baptize them one and all. And every man spake in his own tongue.
What's
Brother Listen, they must have been. Now listen. Church was gathered there. And there was other people, evidently, there, Brother Junior. And I don't know, maybe shouting or whatever. I'm going to tell you right now, you're the quietest one you're going to live in, brother. You get her straight. This is the quietest place you'll ever live in.
Yeah.
I believe you go to heaven, it's going to be shouting and joy up and down the streets of heaven.
I want to be there.
Brother, I want to be a part. I'm going to be a part of that.
Amen.
Brother Junior, I'm going to be. I purchased my ticket.
Amen.
And brother, listen, it's been sealed and I'm a going. I'm a going when this life is over. I'm confident of it. I am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I committed unto his hand against that day. But there was a man there, these people. Brother, listen, and old Peter, hadn't he been any to do with that power? Brother Junior, they wouldn't. I don't believe there's enough devils out of hell. Hadn't he received that there that day to ever cause him to deny Jesus again?
Oh.
I don't believe there's enough devils out of hell to cause that to happen. And Peter, being a bold soldier of God, hadn't he was in due with that power from on high? He stood up. He looked over that congregation of people. And he said, men and brethren, these are not drunk, as ye suppose, seeing it's the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Your
sons and daughters. I'll prophesy. How ye old men shall dream dreams.
And
ye young men shall see visions. People was waiting on that day to come. Brother Junior.
It's already happened.
Listen. That day's already happened,
already come.
My friend. Yeah. That end of that, there was an end of time there. It was the end of the law and the prophets and the beginning of the grace covenant. It was already, that was an end of a time.
Yes,
and the beginning of a grace time, a covenant. Amen.
Amen, brother. Law come to an end.
Law was fulfilled.
Yes, sir.
It was fulfilled.
Yes, sir.
Now, Brother Junior, people today says we don't have no use for the law.
Oh.
The law is fulfilled. We can't live under the law. The Bible says if you seek to be justified by the law,
you've
fallen from grace already.
Yeah.
We don't seek to be justified by the law, but you need to understand the law because the Bible said the law and the prophet brought us unto Christ.
Yes, sir.
So if you understand the law, and how it brought the grace covenant on, then you can put that into your life. Listen to me, children. What happened to some of those old brothers, about all of them, under the law or in all these times, had that happened to them naturally, it happens to us spiritually, brothers.
Amen.
Brother, listen.
That's good.
You prepared, you just ain't a bit different than them. You prepared us art to the state of your house.
Yeah,
you,
right.
You sure did. Man, brother, listen. God don't move into an unclean temple. You got to clean it up.
Yes, sir.
My brother, you got to do something. How you can't stagger around out there and sin all the days of your life and holding on to sin and doing ungodly things and think God's going to move in. He ain't going to. He won't move into an unclean temple. It's got to be cleaned up. Brother, you can't just have it any way you want. You can't have it any way you want.
He cleans her up, brother.
Brother, listen, it's got to get cleaned up. Amen. You got to eat us.
We can't
work this thing out. I ain't worried saying that about you. We can't work it out. But we got to see sin. Listen, the Bible teaches me, Brother Terry. Listen, the Bible teaches me this. It says, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. I draw nigh unto God, and he'll draw nigh unto you. And I'll declare unto you today that that won't work in reverse.
Amen.
Brother, you can't draw nigh unto God if you won't flee the devil. It won't work. You can't draw nigh unto God. You'll never encounter anything in the world. You got to get things in its order.
Amen.
And I want you to know today that this thing is just as powerful today as it's ever been, Brother Terry. If people will do what the Bible says to do.
There you go.
The problem is, somebody asked me not too long ago, do you believe that God still heals people?
Yeah.
Brother Junior, he's never quit.
No.
He's never quit. Well, he said, I don't see nobody healed today of the physical ailments. I said, you don't see nobody go about it the right way either. God never, I'm going to tell you, brother, this might not sit well.
You're all right,
it's come. It might not sit well.
Bring it on.
But I'm going to tell you right now that God never picked him out, no preacher nowhere, and told him to anoint prayer cloths and send to people.
No, sir.
He didn't do that. And he didn't tell you to drive all over the country looking for somebody to pray for either.
No,
the Bible
sir.
Said if there's any sick among you, let them, Brother Terry. Why does he let them call on them as a church? Let faith. Them anoint them with oil and lay hands on them and all them with oil. And he said, pray.
Right.
And listen, he said, that their sins will be forgiven them.
Right.
Brother, listen. Right. The reason that they'll be healed.
Amen.
You know why people ain't healed today, Brother Junior?
No faith.
They have no faith.
Amen.
They have no faith.
That's
now, Brother Junior, you got to have enough faith to ask.
Absolutely.
And to believe. And you got to have faith in that person you're asking. That's where he told us who to call. Not just anybody.
Amen.
Call the elders of the church.
Yes.
That's who he said to call. Now, Brother Terry, I'm going to tell you something right now. If I'm in bad shape, I'm not calling on anybody and everybody. I had a sister that died with cancer, and they made a farce of her. Everybody come in, can I pray for you? And walk out and says, I believe my prayer got through and she healed. She died. She died.
One of her daughters asked me one day, you think what's going to happen to mom? I said, your mom's going to die.
I said, God's going to take her life. She knew it. I said, you can't make a farce of this thing.
No.
And I said, this year coming in here trying to pray and say, I my prayer got Brother Turkey, let me tell you something. Brother, there ain't no difference to God's people. They don't make no difference. If we do this thing in order, God heals. God still, he's still able to raise the dead.
Right.
And he does raise the dead. If you're dead in trespasses and sin, you're dead. Amen. And God raises you and restores you and gives you life everlasting.
Exactly right.
Brother, I believe that. And he heals her spiritual infirmities.
Oh, yeah.
And he, and Brother Junior, and I still believe he heals people's physical.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know he does.
When it pleases him.
When it pleases him. I've seen it done. I believe I've seen it done. I believe I've seen people healed, Brother Terry. But you have to go about it the right way.
Faith believing, man.
You have to have faith. Without faith, Brother Junior,
there ain't a bit of use in the world me asking you to pray for me. If I'm sick or I've got an issue or a problem or whatever it is, there ain't a bit of use on earth of me asking you to pray for me. If I don't believe that it's going to do something,
Amen.
It ain't worth it.
Work.
And it ain't worth a nickel on you to get on your knees and pray and ask God to do something if you don't believe it's going to be done. If you pray without faith, without wavering or doubting, the Bible said it shall be done. That ain't changed, my brother. That has not changed. You can't just go around I believe it.
No.
Brother, every time that God people put him to a test. By the Spirit, led by the Spirit, as many as led by the Spirit.
Or what?
Or the sons of God. Well, they was led and done and followed what God told them to do. Every time, Brother Terry, he answered them. He answered them. He answered before. Mm-hmm. Brother, they was a no prophet one time prayed, but it wouldn't rain, and God ceased it for 3.5 years.
Sure did.
He did, didn't he?
Prayed again, and it
he
rained.
Prayed again and it rained. Oh, went up on a mountain there. Went up on a mountain there, Brother Junior. They ain't had no rain and forever dry as a bone.
What'd he say?
Took a man up there with him in the cave, and he began to pray for it to rain.
So,
and he told him, he said, go out there and check and see what's happening.
Yeah.
He went out there and come back and just can't see a cloud nowhere. Don't see nothing. He went back in again. Prayed, sent him out again. He come back, nothing. He went back in again. Now here's faith, brother. Here's believing. Brother Jim, you couldn't get on. They know by day has this kind of faith heart. Went back out again. He seen the third time he come back in. He said, I seen a little cloud out there about the size of a man's hand. He said, you get down off the mountain and go down there and tell them people they going to be abundance of rain. He didn't have to have the cloud, the whole sky full of clouds to believe God's going to send rain. A hand, a cloud about the size of a man's hand, baby. Understand that it was God and he was going to get rain.
There you go,
Brother Terry. I believe God and it rained. We need faith and we need to put it to work and put our trust in God.
Amen.
Brother, I love you. I do.
I love you too.
You know what, Brother Junior? And I'm going to tell you a little something about love. You know, we all say that. But you know what? It don't matter to little things tell a person that.
No.
It really don't, Brother Junior.
You don't show it.
You're going to show me what you love.
People know it, Brother Terry. Mm-hmm. Love of God can't be hidden.
It'll manifest itself.
It'll manifest itself. And her spirit bears witness one with another.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Sure does. We know when we're loved, and we love you. We know when people thank you. You don't have to. Let me tell you something, children. You don't have to run up, put your arms around nobody, pat them on the back, tell them how great y'all.
It's good to do that.
A preacher, a minister of God, don't want to hear that.
No.
Don't want to hear that, do we?
No.
We don't want to.
It does.
We, listen. I want you, listen, when they called, Cornelius called Peter up to his house. When he got up there, Cornelius run out, fell down at his feet. He was glad he was there. Now this was a man that was wanting to hear about the right way, and Peter had a key to use there, and I'm not going to get into all that.
Yeah.
But when he run out and fell down at his feet, Peter just reached down and got him by the hand. He said, stand up, buddy. I'm a man also. Thank God. Give God the praise.
Amen. Amen.
Brother Terry, I learned a long time ago that without God, I can't do a thing on earth.
That's exactly right.
I'm the biggest failure on earth without
Amen.
Him. So is the next man.
Amen.
So brother, I've done what I feel like I have to play it.
A few minutes. I don't plan to take long.
Follow your heart.
One of the brothers asked me to sing this song, said he had some boys here, and I hope that God would bless. When I was just a young man, my Savior came to me. He said in a low, still voice, won't you come sup with me? But I was so rebellious, and I pushed him away. I said, Lord, wait till I get old. I'm too busy to talk today. A few more years went rolling by, and I went on my way. But the Spirit said, I'm still here. Please don't turn me away. So many things I did were wrong, and yet I didn't seem to care. But Jesus, by His sweet mercy, said, child, I'm still right here. One night I saw the bride, and how happy they seemed to be. And I made it up in my heart, with them I'd love to be. I called upon our Savior, saying, Lord, have mercy on me. Forgive me, Lord, I done you wrong. Would you please come sup with me? After many long and sleepless nights, sweet Jesus heard my plea. He said, my child, my precious child, I'll come in and sup with thee. Here's you a very precious robe and new shoes for your feet. Now come, my little precious lamb, come in and sup with me. Now years are rolling by again, and I'm happy along my way. And often I think back in time of that sweet precious day. Sometimes I cry right out loud, oh Lord, how I thank thee for saving my poor lost soul and coming in to sup with me. Now, sinners, I beg you, please hear what I have to say. When Jesus knocks at your heart, please don't turn him away. Just open up and let him in. He's so full of mercy, you will see. And you'll be oh so happy the day you sup with thee. I'm thankful that God has seen fit to let me come back here at the little church one more time. I love coming down here. I really do. I love coming down here. I've often said that I wish the Indian Bottom Association would give me 4 or 5 letters. There's several places I'd like to lay them in at. Why? Because people treat me good, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that.
Gary preached on that love. We had it, brother.
It's...
Those been born of God are born of love.
You've been listening to some wonderful preaching. You need to take heed to it.
Help it, God, please, Lord. Lord, bless my brother.
Don't know what I'll say.
Lord, help it, God.
But I know what you need. I know you need Jesus.
Lord, help it, God.
Whether you be saved or not, you still need Jesus. Brother Gray, I hope you pray for me, buddy.
Bless you, Lord, I pray.
It done my heart good to see you again. The Bible says we know we pass from darkness into the light.
Why?
Because we love the brother.
Yes.
Brother, I love you. I really do.
Oh, Lord, help me.
I thought of what the brother said. I many, many things they brought to my mind.
Oh, help me, God.
Been at this a long time, Brother Terry. Me and you walked many a mile together.
Yeah.
But Brother Junior, I've never, 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 never have I tried to tear down God's kingdom?
No.
Amen. Why, Brother Compton, why do you say that? I see him. I see people professing a hope in the Lord trying to tear down the kingdom, and I don't believe God's in that.
No, he's not.
What do you want to do then, preacher? I want to see her build up.
Yeah. Hold him up.
I want to see this little church grow.
Yeah.
I want to see the little F. Beaver church grow. I want to see this little church this brother started. I want to see it grow. I want to see these churches that God has set up. I want to see them grow.
They will grow.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, help me, God. They're not always in numbers, but he put me to God for the power of God.
I thought earlier.
Lord, help me, God.
Thought earlier, and I'm going to talk just a minute. That's all I know to do. I can't preach like Brother Gary.
We don't want you to.
I'm like Brother Irvin O'Quinn. If me and him preached just exactly alike, one of us would have to quit. I preach like Gary Compton. I might not quote the scriptures like these brothers do, but I like to get the kernel of it. I like to get. I love to take things that's going on today and tie them in with the record of God. I love to do that. Do that on the job a whole lot. I'd like to give them things to think about. Well, the brother mentioned here a while ago, before church started, and made me think a couple, 3 weekends ago or whatever. My wife and I was down in Tennessee on Saturday, and come back, and we got over to Wise, and I told her, I said, let's just get us a room and get over there, and we'll stay all night, and we'll get out and go over to Little Caney Church tomorrow. Well, we done that, and got up the next morning, and I knowed how to come back down 23 and come out there, because I'd been there before.
Lord helping God.
But I got here a while back, I got ordered me one of them GPS things on the, off the television, you know, and I enjoy that thing sometimes. Sometimes he'll tell me things that gets me lost. But sitting over at the motel when I got out to the car, and I got that GPS out, and I got my atlas out, and I said, you know, there have to be a way to go from right here where we're at out there to that little church. And I punched in on that GPS the name of the little town there where the church was.
Helping God.
And I hit the word go on it. And it commenced to computing or whatever it does. It commenced to doing something. And then next thing I knowed, it spoke to me, Brother Gary. It said, go out here 400 feet and turn left. I thought, well, okay. And I started the old car up and me and her headed out there, trusting in this thing. When I got out there and turned left, it said, continue on this road for a while. And I come up to a stop sign after a while, and it said, when I got close to that stop sign, it said, continue on and then turn right. Just telling me just exactly which way to go and what to do.
Help him.
And I followed that thing, and it took me right where I wanted to go. That's pretty amazing. Kind of amazed this old country boy. And I began to think. I had to program that in there. I thought back 20-some year ago. There was a little city I wanted to go to. And all I knew to do was go to the king.
There you go. Man knew the way.
I went to the king. I didn't go to Brother Terry or Brother Junior. I went to the king. And I said, heaven, I want to go to heaven. And they holler about these GPS and how smart they are, but when I went to this man, he told me exactly what I had to do. That GPS I got out there, sometimes if I don't make the right turn, it'll say you've gone the wrong way, turn around and come back.
Lord help him, God.
When I get out of line with Jesus, he lets me know it.
Yes, he does.
You say, little feller.
He chastises those he loves, brother.
Yeah, and he'll just nudge me right back in the path. He never leads me wrong. Always leads me in the right way. I've been happy following after him. I hope I made him happy. I've sure tried hard.
Lord help him, God.
Oh, I fail sometimes. I fail sometimes, and sometimes I have to go to him and say, oh, King, would you have mercy? I'm sorry, I made a mistake here. Oh, does he shut the door and never let me back in? Oh, he said, yeah, child, I know exactly what you are because I made you now. Now let's get into the book just a little bit, and then I will quit. I don't want to hold you long. But I thought, coming down here, begin to think about a scripture. And do you reckon prayer availeth anything?
Amen.
I sure believe it does, brother.
Fervent, effectual.
His brother told you here a while ago how important it was. Mm-hmm. And God's still healing.
Yes, sir.
God's still healing. Mm-hmm. And he's exactly right. The reason a lot of them don't get healed because they don't have faith.
Absolutely right.
I got a man that works for me. And he and I was telling him about this boy at church one time, and this boy had come up, and he told him to lay hands on him. He wanted him to pray and lay hands on him. And I told him, I said, that little fella got better because that little fella had faith believing, and he called the elders of the church in, and they prayed, and he got better. Now, I believe that, brother. And I told that man that, and he looked at me, and he said, surely you all don't believe no such as that. And I looked at him and I said, don't you believe in that? And he belonged to another little church. And he said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, I want you to know this. If you're sick, he said, that's the power of God. And he said, I don't believe how hard you beg God. You ain't going to change his mind. He said, that's God put that sickness on you. And he said, that's God's way of punishing you. Mm-hmm. Boy, just plumb out in left field with me.
Amen.
Plumb out in left field.
He
told me this the way. He said, you know, he said, I said, don't you all practice laying on the hands? He said, no. He said, that's foolishness. And you know what, brother? And this is what I looked at him and said. I said, I don't understand how a man could even profess to be one of God's little children and not believe this record right here. Yeah. The Bible said, if you're sick, call in the elder, didn't you, Brother Gary? Yeah, but listen, I'm going to get into this scripture here about this prayer. I read in here, Brother Gary, where there was two of God's little boys one time, and they was in a little prison now. Oh, and they was all chained up, and the prison door was shut now. And this old king told them this way. He said, Lord, I'm going to tell you something now. He said, them two fellas that you got back there under guard and under lock and key, if they get out, I'll kill you. Point blank, plain and simple. If you let them escape, you had the lick. Yeah, listen, what happened? Did them boys, was they praying? I sure believe they're praying now. I believe they're singing a little bit too now. Singing and a praying. Yeah, and while he was there now, I believe the Bible said that God, shook that old prison now. And the chains fell right off of them now. And the gate swung open. And the jailer was laying there, and he went to sleep. Through all this.
What did he tell him?
He woke up. Yeah, and he looked back there, and the first thing he seen the gate was open now. Yeah, listen. And when he seen the gate was open, he looked in there, and he didn't see them. He couldn't see Peter or them two boys was in there. Here's what they said. And he cut an old big knife, and he drawed back, and he's going to kill himself. Yeah, he was going to kill himself. And when he drawed the knife back, they hollered out the door there and said, don't you hurt yourself now, bud. Don't do thyself no harm now. We're right here now. We ain't left you now. We're right here. Yeah, and he got up and he went in there. Where this at? Began to talk to him. And they began to talk to him. And he asked them, what must I do? And he got saved. He got saved. And you know what else happened, Brother Gary? He went back into where his family was. And his whole house got saved. His whole house got saved.
Yes, sir.
Boy, we've got some work to do. We've got some work to do. On my way back home, I don't know where I'll stop at. Might not stop nowhere. But if I stop somewhere between here and Floyd County and there's somebody there wants to talk about the Lord, watch out. Watch out, boy. I'll sure talk to him now. Why? Somebody said, well, I don't believe you need to go roundabout. I'm going to tell you this much, brethren. Wherever you go, whatever you do, you ought to live godly. You ought to be able to tell them about God. You ought to be able to hold God's name up above everything in this world. And I'm going to tell you something else. I believe that they see a little difference in you. If you be a sinner, if there's a sinner here, and you're praying, you keep right on praying. Don't you give up. You just keep right on praying. I know what you're going through with. I've been there. I've done that. I've been to where I thought I didn't have a friend in the world. I thought, Lord, what's going to happen? Lord, I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. And I thought sure that he wasn't going to hear me. And every time, Brother Gary, every time that I would be there at the house, there'd be a little something inside of me, that little spark, and he'd say, go try again. And I'd get up, Brother Terry, and out I'd go. Out I'd go around the hill, down the hill, up the hill, anywhere I could go. It didn't matter. Sometimes I'd go in the bathroom. Sometimes I'd get in the living room, just wherever I could utter up and talk to the good Lord in heaven. Finally, one day, after I'd prayed and prayed and prayed, I told them today this way at church and the church work, I told them this way. I said, listen to me, this is the way Brother Gary comes and believes you. I believe that you must pray. Listen, God ain't going to grab you and shake you and tell you this and tell you that. It's a free choice. And everybody that goes to hell had a chance to go to heaven first.
That's exactly right, brother.
You believe that? I believe that with all my heart. Now I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to close out here, unless Brother Terry's got somebody else.
No, you close.
I told him this up there. Like I told you, I like to preach things that you can see. Come up to my house sometime. I'll take you out to my little swing. I wouldn't take nothing in this world for that little swing. I about wore the chains out on it, sitting there swinging back and forth and talking to God and singing. I guess my neighbors, they probably talk about me and say, that little fella's lost his mind. That's all right. I get happy. I'll shout out as loud as I can. It don't matter to me. It don't matter. But I told them this way. Barry Estradine, and I told my wife, I said, let's go out and sit in the swing. Well, I beat her out there. I was sitting there swinging. And Brother Gary, I looked on the creek. Oh, she looked so clear and pretty. And there's some little rocks there. And that water was trickling over top of them rocks. And there was some bubbles there. And I began to think of what the Bible says. Talking about the vapors. And I watched in some of them, went plumb out of sight, way down the creek. And some of them just went just a little bit and they burst now. And you know what? And I thought of what the Bible said, you know, man's life is like a vapor on the water now. Listen, but now here's something else. I looked across the creek there, and there was a little cove there. And that I seen out of the creek, it just kept swirling right around and around. And there was a whole bunch of bubbles there. And everyone just kept going in one direction, right in a big circle. And they couldn't get out of that. Every once in a while, there'd be one escape, and he'd get out in the main channel, and out he'd go now. And I began to think, oh, little feller, you was just like that old big bunch of bubbles over there. You was in a circle. You was running with the wrong crew, right around and around and around. And I thought, I didn't think it. I know I was having a good time.
Yes,
Pumble wasn't there. I was.
I
was. I made the devil a good servant. But finally I realized, if I don't get out of this circle, I'm going to die right here, and hell will be my home. Finally I got out of that circle, and I got on the straight and narrow way, and right down the creek I went now, just like your mother, little bubbles.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's the way I get along. And I'm like this brother here said, and I love what he said. And son, I preached here before, and I've had him to call my hand outside, but I'll back you 100%. When I die, come over in heaven.
If you want to see me, come on.
If you want to see a little fella over in heaven, come see me.
Yes,
now, I wouldn't take that back for nothing in this world.
No.
I'm going to tell you why. Here's what God said. He told me, he said, Gary, if you'll cleanse your hands, purify your mind and your heart, be afflicted, mourn. And he said, I'll save you. Boy, I done what he told me to do. And he done what he said he'd do. He done what he said he would do. And I'm going to share this with you too now, brother. I want you to know this. When I was a sinner and down on my knees praying, I knew that hell was going to be my home. I knew that if I didn't repent, hell, I knew I was going to burn in a lake of fire. When the Lord come along and save my soul, I knew something about that too.
Yes, sir.
I knew something about that too.
I was there.
I'm going to tell you this. I've told them today up there. I've told them many a time. I ain't got much. I ain't got much in Floyd County up there, just a little house by the road. Within 30 foot of the highway, there's Route 122. It's blacktop. It's got some bad potholes in it. They'll have to work on that for long. But I'm going to tell you this much. Over in the city called Heaven, I've got a mansion there. I've got a mansion there. And there ain't a pothole in the street.
Nope.
She's pure gold. The walls around my little place up there, I got a chain link fence. Over there, I've got a wall made of jasper.
Jasper.
What about that?
Awesome.
Got a little gate up there that you get into my yard with, and it's another old chain link gate. Over there in that city, it's pearl, made of pearl.
Amen.
And the clothes that I've got, they wear out on me. They wear out on me, and I have to go replace them. But over there, boy, he gave me something.
A robe.
Yeah. He gave me a robe.
Sure.
He told me, he said, take this. He gave me something else too, boys. And when he comes and takes me across the river, he's going to let me wear it. What's it going to be, preacher? It's going to be a little golden crown.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a little song. I've tried so hard. Maybe someday God will bless me to sing it. When I get, I want to lay my crown at Jesus' feet. Listen, but I have that little crown. I believe when I get up to him and I see him sitting there on the throne, I believe I'm going to take my little crown off and bow right down at his feet and lay that little crown there right down at his feet. What about that now? I told me and my companion, I said, honey, we've done probably the best we could. We might have could have done a little better on some things as far as trying to get us a new home and this and that. But I said, there's one thing about it. Over in God's sweet country, me and you've got us a little mansion there. I don't know what's going to be on the mailbox. If they're going to be in the mailbox, I don't know what they're going to be there, but I know this much about it. I know this much about it. I know this much about it. It's going to be home. It's going to be home. I don't know. I told them this, Brother Mosley, and I know what she said. I know that we ain't going to get no mail there. It's just a matter of speaking now. But I preached one time. I preached one time and they got pretty rough on me. I preached this way. I said, I've got my bags packed. When the Lord comes, I said, I've got my bags packed and I'm ready to go. And the brother got up after me and he went come right straight over to me. And he said, now, son, if you have to go back and get your bags, he said, you're going to be lost.
It's a figure of speech.
That's a figure of speech.
Oh, yes.
It's a figure of speech. I just know this much about it. I hope and pray that I get to come back here again, come and visit you again. But I want you to know this, if I never are blessed to walk back through them doors again, if the God in heaven sees fit to send angels to take my soul home, come on over.
Amen.
Come on over in God's country. Come on over and see me. Because I'm going to be there. I'm going to be just short. I'm standing here. Somebody said, boy, you're awful positive about it. I'm going to tell you this much about it. There's something, that's exactly right. There's something that God cannot lie. God cannot lie. And God's given me some witnesses too along the way.
Yes, he has.
Yeah. One of these brothers was talking here. I don't know which one it was, and they was talking about Macon coming down here and said, the old man got lost. I don't know who he was talking about. They turned off the wrong road. We do that sometimes, brethren. We sure do. But I want you to know this. When I come down here, I look for that little old sign out there, 168, and it said that I was on the right road. 20-some year I've been walking for the Lord.
Amen.
Tonight, when these brethren got blessed to preach, there was another witness that I'm on the right road.
Thank you.
Another road sign that I'm on the right road. Now, saying, if I'm close, church doors open, if there's somebody here that's been praying, and you want a home with this church,